Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you are top shelf.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suis sans sac de vie.
Oh, spiders!
It's hot in here. There must be a Shannon in the atmosphere. It's hot.
You guys, you can't see her, but she's doing cheerleading moves. Guess who wakes up at 5:30 3 days a week to go running?
You.
Thanks, I hate it.
It's so fucking hot. I need my air conditioning back, and we're not going to get it till July 23rd.
That's too long. That's my dad's birthday. That's too long.
Happy birthday, Maggie's dad. Shannon's getting new air conditioning in your honor.
Why is it so long for someone to come out there?
It's just how long it's taking to get an install for a brand new HVAC system. Like, that's how many people need them in the area.
That sucks.
So
that sucks a bag of dicks.
It does. We are on a no cool list, though. So if an earlier opening happens, we get bumped up.
Well, that's nice.
Because being without air in 95 degree weather,
it's not
muy importante.
I mean, I remember it from my childhood, and it's awful.
It's not fun. It's currently colder outside than it is inside, and we have all the windows open and all the fans going, and like 20 degrees colder in the basement. And I would record down there if my internet reached that far.
But it doesn't, because we tried last week. I'm so sorry.
Get one of those internet boosters that, like, harnesses the internet and whoosh, sucks it down into the basement for me.
Yeah, I had to get one of those for my bedroom, and then finally my dad bought a new router and I didn't have to reinstall the extra guy. Mm-hmm. But I kept it. So the router's at the literal opposite end of the house, so I like did the little booster like kind of under my bedroom, not exactly under it, but like under it and over a little bit.
Yeah. Kind of got to do it at a halfway point so that it like boosts. So the router is upstairs and where I sit is pretty much exactly right underneath it, but it's still just not like, wait, no, I don't sit right underneath it. Where my bedroom is where I sit in the basement.
Yeah.
So it would need a little boost. Should we put it in the bedroom then? So it boosts from the living room to the bedroom and down?
Honestly, I don't know how that would be best.
If you are a tech person and one of the 9 people who listens to us, please tweet us or private message me or text me. I'm sure all 9 people have my cell phone number that listen to us. So.
That's right. Exactly. Or just make Mark do it. That's what I tell him all the time. I'm like, you made my life miserable for years. So whenever I need free tech shit from you, you're giving it to me for free because you're awful. So
I love it. Love it.
I told you, did I say this on the podcast that he almost died? I know I told you.
I know you told me. I don't remember if we talked about it on the podcast.
So he overdosed and almost died. And so I sent
like
him
you do.
When you're a heroin addict. And I sent him cookies, like feel better cookies, because I'm a nice person.
Right.
And so now he'll just be like, can I get more cookies? All the time. All the time. He's like, hey
I'm buying yourself, cookies. Bitch. I'm sure the first one came with a coupon. 10% off your next order.
Yeah. So I just was like, no. And he was like, do I have to almost die again?
Stop.
Fuck off.
My lower back is fucked up. Like behind my right hip. So I don't know what happened. Probably wiped my ass weird or something.
That can happen.
I know, that's from sleeping in the recliner downstairs. Something about the angle is fucking up my lower back.
That makes sense.
Even though, like, I fucking love sleeping in it. So I get like 7 whole hours on my machine uninterrupted, and it's magical.
I was going to say, and you're getting those mask hours.
Yeah, I'm getting those mask hours. So.
On July 4th, I woke up at 5:30 and went for my run. And my mom was like, and I was a disaster because I could not fall asleep the previous night. Like, I could not fall asleep. So I had slept 3.5 hours before waking up for my run. And I was a disaster. And mom was like, you need to cook Joseph's birthday cake before you go back to sleep. Like, before the house gets too hot, you have to cook the cake.
At, like, 7 in the morning.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. And after I'd only had 3.5 hours of sleep. And so I told Ashley what to do. I was like, this is what you're looking for. You do the, instead of sticking a toothpick in it, you do the fingerprint test. And if it bounces back, then it's good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of sticking a toothpick in it.
Uh-huh.
So I get out. And they look really flat. Like, they look wildly flat. And I'm starting, like, hours later, right? Because I slept 3 more hours. So then I'm, like, working on making the frosting for it.
Yeah. The magical mirror frosting.
What?
The magical mirror frosting.
The magical mirror frosting. And Ashley is, like, going through the whole recipe, trying to figure out what happened. She thinks we did the wrong amount of chocolate. She thinks we, like, and we went through this for many minutes till I'm getting frustrated. And she goes, baking soda. And I go, oh, I put baking powder in. So we've been discussing what could have potentially gone wrong for like 10 minutes at this point. Like, to the point where I was just about to be like, shut up, Ashley. And right. She was reading the thing. She was baking soda. And I go, oh, I did baking powder. Like, I was so tired and discombobulated. And my mom
did,
like,
powder instead of soda. Okay.
I did baking powder instead of baking soda.
Is a trick to that. However, this doesn't help you because you had both ingredients. You just grabbed the wrong one.
Correct. But
one of those two, and I forget which one, is more acidic than the other. And so if you have one and not the other, you just have to, like, triple the recipe of the one. I think it's like baking. I think baking, to make baking soda, you have to use like 3 times the amount of baking powder. Alexa told me.
Flat
little cakes. Yeah. That doesn't help you now because you just grabbed the wrong can.
Right. But, and they tasted too sweet because of, like, the acidity thing being screwed up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Right. It was not the
still
end.
Still delicious.
It was still, well, you know, the magical mirror frosting, we don't know how much cornstarch is actually supposed to go into it, right?
I just throw it in until it looks good.
Right.
Until it looks about right.
Until it looks about right.
Like you do.
And, I would say 60% of the time I put in too little.
Mm-hmm.
20% of the time I put in too much. And then 20% of the time I get it right.
And how did we get it right this time?
No, too little. Too little. It was runny. It was too runny. Last year, or not last year, 2 years ago when I made it for Joseph, that was one of the times that I put in too much, which actually might be even more rare than 20% of the time, but I'm not going to overthink it. It does happen sometimes. Like, that one is rare. So when there's too much cornstarch, it won't spread. It just, like, plops.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, well, that's not good.
I can't frost the cake.
Can you add water and thin it out? Like a royal frosting?
No.
Like, with royal frosting, you can just, like, add water to thin it or more powdered sugar to thicken it.
This frosting is made the same way as you would make homemade pudding.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't actually have milk in it. So it's baker's chocolate, sugar, water, cornstarch, and butter.
So when do you know it's thick enough? Do you just do a little cornstarch at a time and, like spoon it up to see?
No, you literally, there is a spoon that you are supposed to use that was my great aunt Gussie's spoon. And you are supposed to do a heaping spoon of that spoon and then add a little titch more.
Okay, then just measure it then. Like, get the fucking spoon, get your heaping spoonful, and then a little titch and see how much it comes out to you. Except you did that, didn't you?
No, I've never done it. And I think... And
well, where was the spoon?
What?
Where was the spoon?
I used it. I did that. No, that's what I'm saying, is that the amount of cornstarch is so picky. Like, I think if we actually were to figure it out, it would be something like 3 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons. Like, it is a tight little...
Mm-hmm.
It is a tight little amount.
The fine line.
It's a very fine line.
Baking, like historical baking is hard, man. My dad's still trying to figure out my fucking grandmother's fucking cream pie that she made that no one seems to have the recipe for. I found a recipe easily online, and my pie has come the closest, according to my Uncle Rob, than anyone else's has. So I'm sticking with it. Ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
That looks real good.
You can also see where I gave up right there and just plopped the rest on top.
Yeah. That looks like thick and dense, man. Like a rich, thick, dense, like vegan cake. That looks delicious.
Yes.
We went to Costco this last weekend and bought too much food. And I once again forgot to use my $100 Costco gift card. So that pissed me off. So now we have like bulk pastries. Oh, I totally flipped out on the poor Costco lady too. So we go through Costco. We don't need a ton of shit. We're 3 people. We're 2 adults and a child. So we're going to treat ourselves. And we went through the bakery area and I was like, fuck it. Let's get a 12 pack of double chocolate chip cookies. I can freeze half of them. We'll be able to eat 6 in a week and a half. Because I'll cut them in half and Catherine and I will eat them for breakfast and we'll get diabetes. It'll be great. And then Scott gets like a Danish pack for himself. Go through the whole fucking store. We get up to the front. And the lady's like, I'm sorry, these aren't mix and match. And I'm like, excuse me? She's like, we have a new policy that you have to buy 2 of each pastry. You can't just buy 1 of each. And I was like, well, that's fucking ridiculous. I'm like, I have to buy 24 muffins if I want to buy muffins? And that's insane. Right? That is insane, isn't it? And yes. They were like, yeah, but they freeze real well. And I was like, I don't have fucking room in my goddamn freezer for 24 fucking muffins. And so I'm like, I'm saying this under a mask behind a plexiglass screen. And they're like 2 more feet away from me. And the lady's like, what'd she say? And I looked at them and I fucking screamed, that's fucking ridiculous. Like screamed it, like projected my like angry chi like through the fucking plexiglass. I was like, that's fucking ridiculous. Well, so do you want them, ma'am? No, I don't fucking want the goddamn muffins. Like, I don't. And I look, I said that, and I look, I was like, it's the 3 of us. I don't need 24 muffins, thanks. You can keep them. I don't understand
that policy at all.
No, it's fucking ridiculous. And if that's your policy, then fucking tape them together. So people know you have to buy 24 muffins. I was so mad.
I'm mad for you.
I was like, you know, we decided to kind of treat ourselves a little bit and get some comfort food. And you know how fucking delicious those chocolate chip muffins are from Costco.
I love those muffins.
Especially, like, you know what I like to do with them? This is going to sound weird, but...
Microwave them because they're so good that way.
They are good that way. But then I like to, if I microwave them, I then like to put a little milk or a little cream or a little like sugared up sour cream and like mix it up so it's like a fucking birthday cake, you know, for breakfast, you know, when you mix up birthday cake and ice cream.
Yeah.
It gets like that pasty deliciousness going. So I like to do that with my muffins. Sometimes I'll just like throw some milk on it and mush it all up. So, like, that's what I was fucking looking forward to doing. And then I fucking can't do it because I have to buy 24 fucking muffins. That's, and who needs that many? Who needs that many fucking muffins?
I buy the 4 packs of Bush's muffins. I really love those muffins. but they don't have anything comparable to the chocolate chip. Like, I like their lemon blueberry, and my favorite is the cranberry orange.
Yeah. And then a day later, I realized I forgot to use my goddamn coupon.
Oh, even worse. The tragedy.
It is a tragedy, because when you go into Costco and, like, you walk out literally, like, $350 later, and you're like, that fucking escalated quickly. Like, what did I just fucking buy?
Yeah. So, I told you about buying myself a Fossil watch.
Yes.
It arrived today. So, I went into Women's, and it said, boyfriend watches. So I was operating under the assumption that they were boyfriend style watches with slightly larger faces than the normal women's watches, which is what mine. No,
no,
it's
giant.
It's got a huge ass fucking watch.
That's awesome. You should wear that shit and rock that out, man. Yeah.
Pull it out for you to look at.
I actually love obnoxiously large watches. So if you don't like it, I'll fucking wear it.
Let me pull it out and I want your opinion. I mean, I also have to get it fitted because it's just straight up a men's watch. And like, if you're going to try to sell men's watches as women's watches, you need to be honest about what the fuck you're doing.
That is giant. That is a giant men's watch. I fucking love it.
That is a huge men's watch.
Just give it to your brother for his birthday.
It was yesterday.
I know.
That was Joe's birthday yesterday.
I feel like Beyonce now.
I really feel like I just need to take a little video of this. So Shannon did put a fan on herself. We paused, but you didn't know that, but we did. We paused and she put a fan on herself and now her hair is flowing like she's in a music video.
Oh, man. Maybe, you know what, I can pull this a little bit. Do a little clip and put it on our face.
Okay, but when you do that, I am hearing things get picked up. So maybe stop living your pop star fantasy for right this second, and you do it a little more later when we're not recording the podcast.
All right, can you hear the fan?
Only when you're bopping around and when you talk into it.
Oh, so when I talk into it.
Yeah, so don't look at it directly.
If I can turn it down, that's just
no.
Like,
keep it up.
Not as awesome on my body.
No, turn it up. Just don't be looking into it, talking into it.
Speaking of hair, I go see Ginger tomorrow. I haven't seen her since August in the salon. So I'm going to cut all this shit off, I think.
Yeah.
So.
When I went to get my hair cut last week, they were like, at the place, I told her I was going to cut all the purple out, and she was like, okay. Like, she clearly thought I was lying because that was so much hair. Mm-hmm. And so the lady who was washing my hair, and then, you know, the one who cut my hair, you know, just like cut, and then the washer was like, oh, I thought you were lying when you said you were cutting out all the purple.
So, you know, I had super long hair when I got married because, like you do, you fucking grow that shit out so you can do the fancy fucking updos. And the girl's doing my hair, and I'm like, yeah, I'll be back next week to chop all this shit off. And she left. So shit, like, we got married on Saturday, and Monday morning I was fucking there. I was like, cut it all off. And she legit cut all my hair off. Like, it was too short. Like,
I remember that haircut.
Yeah, shorter than you right now.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, this is a little short, so. But she's like, I did this cut for myself. I loved it. We have similar face styles. This is going to look great. And it did. It looked fine. It was just, like, way shorter than I expected, so.
You have headshots with that cut.
Yes. Yeah,
I know exactly which
and
one.
And actually, those headshots is a little grown out.
I was just about to say that. That was a little grown out from that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
If you go into my pictures and find ugly sweater party pictures with Sarah Neighbors and I, that's like right after, you know, a month or so after that cut. So
yeah,
it was cute, but it was too short. I'm more of a shoulder length kind of face framed layer type girl. So I keep going in for new cuts and I keep ending up with the same. So apparently that's the cut that works for my face.
Backing up real quick, you think I should keep the watch? The giant, giant watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why not? I mean, if you don't like it, then send it back, honestly. If you don't like it, if you're not going to wear it, then send it back.
I don't know. It might be a boss power move. Like, yeah. You know, well, just to me, boyfriend watch means
like slightly smaller than a men's watch, but bigger than a female watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Not
hashtag pink tax.
Not right. Not giant ass men's watch. Like that's a huge watch.
That's a huge bitch. Watch. Yeah. Yeah, well, wear it. Wear it a few times, and if you don't like it, then take it back.
I need to get it sized for it to even fit on my wrist because it's for a giant man. I also bought myself day glasses.
Ooh, fancy. Those are a little rainbow trim day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I lost my backup pair of glasses from Zenni, but they gave me headaches anyway when I wore them. And they also aren't my current prescription. So I was like, fuck it, I'm ordering glasses. These are also from Zenni, but were slightly... The previous ones were $15 glasses. And these are slightly more than that. I hope they fit. I hope they're cute. I hope I'm adorable.
Right, because they have... I mean, it's hard to return those.
Right.
But, you know, because it's your prescription.
Well...
And your pupil distance.
Right. So and my eyes are really different from each other and they have astigmatism in totally different places. Like there has got to be zero other people in the world with my prescription.
Right.
Like it's not possible. They're so different and weird from each other, especially the astigmatism. When I go in there, they always give you, when you get contacts, they always give you a sample pair. They never have a pair that matches my left eye. Mm-hmm. Never. I mean, they have the strength, but never where the astigmatism is because it's in a weird spot. Man, my bangs go all together.
Yeah, they do all go together.
You're all in this. So yeah, I've been trying to not shop as much and then I can't help myself.
Yeah, me too. It's just like my hobby now. Like you just scroll Facebook, I just scroll Amazon. Which is funny because we're in that group together and I legit can't find shit to add to my list because I spoil myself all the time anyway. Like if I want something, I just fucking buy it. I don't wait for people to buy me shit because no one will ever. I just buy it. So I've had a real hard time keeping my list like nice and long with cheap shit and expensive shit on it because I don't know. I don't need cheap shit. I don't need you to buy me, Maggie, grocery bags.
Right.
I mean, trash bags. And soap for my fucking kitchen. Like, those wish list items should be like shit you want to buy yourself, but you don't want to buy yourself. You know? So,
yeah.
Tonight I worked real hard building that list for our lucky game tonight. So
that's why you feel particularly bummed that you didn't win.
Well, I mean, I don't really care. What goes around comes around. So, it'll be my turn eventually to win big. So
that's true.
Yeah.
I won big once on one of the like random acts of Amazon ones. They called them bomb. I don't remember why, but you would like purchase gift cards. Here's what it was. Everybody would purchase gift cards and the amount of gift card would give you the amount. Like if you bought a $10 gift card, you got 10 entries into the thing. Right. And then like based on how many total gift cards that they got, like how much total money they got, they broke it down into things, right? So, like, there were a few $100 gifts and some, like, right? Some, like, wildly expensive ones. And then lots of people got $20 gifts. I got it wasn't a huge one, but it was a middle, like, a medium one because I got a hat, my tofu press, and, like, a bracelet. So that had to have been, like, a $50 one.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, isn't that a fun... Maybe we could do something like this.
Yeah, email, message Kelly or Ginger the idea.
Be like,
I think, I think we can finally add gift cards to the wish list. You couldn't like 2 weeks ago, but now I see people adding them. So,
well, I mean, I just would have to give them the like email address. Did she come and sit in front of your fan?
Well, she just plopped her ass down on the floor all spread eagle, but like next to me.
Aww.
It'd so be like next to her humans.
Yeah.
But she's all like floppy. Floppy and ploppy on the ground.
She's at that age where she's giant and still a puppy, and I hate that.
Yes. She ain't real big, man. Have I told you about all of like the adulting I had to do recently?
No.
So we got our bushes cut down. Look at how big she is next to Scott.
Oh my goodness. That is like a big dog.
If she sat up straight, I think she would be as tall as him. Like right. Both of them are kind of hunched over right now in that picture. So we got all of our bushes cut down. I have a yard now. Unfortunately, now it's hot as fucking Hades on my back porch till 7 o'clock at night because there's literally no shade anymore.
Yeah.
And then the dishwasher broke, so we got a new one of those, and we got it delivered, but the guys couldn't install it. And when they came in, they were like, oh, that one of the guys was like, immediately, oh, that is a beautiful Catahoula dog you have. I was like, well, thank you. I believe she's, you know, we were told she was a shepherd mix, but we don't think that's right. He's like, oh, no, that's a Catahoula dog and a blue heeler, which is an Australian cattle dog. So, and that's exactly what a Louisiana Catahoula dog is. It's a America's, I think it's the US's one and only purebred dog mix. And it's a hound and an Australian cattle dog bred purposely together to make hunting dogs for the bayou. So, I have a fucking hunting herding dog with no job. So if anyone wants to give my dog a hunting job, let me know. Because she needs one. She needs a job.
She needs a job.
I was all ready to call the French bulldog breeder in town and be like, please sign me up for your next litter. And then my fucking husband fell in love with a goddamn dog we shouldn't have. You really need a dog to suit your lifestyle. And like, this is a really active dog, you know.
You like, needed a lazy dog.
Yeah, and I have done extensive research on lazy dogs. I know exactly what lazy dogs we should have gotten, a French bulldog or an English bulldog. Actually, Great Danes are lazy dogs.
I don't think I knew that, but I don't know anyone who has Great Danes.
I kept getting matched with, like, English wolfhounds, too, or Irish wolfhounds, like the wolfhounds. And then greyhounds and hounds. They're all like, we just need one little 5-minute exercise in the backyard and then we're good to sleep the rest of the day.
Well, Catahoulas are called Catahoula hounds sometimes.
They are hounds. But she needs exercise. She needs a daily run around the yard for sure. So, and, they like to run loose. They don't really like being on leads. So even if I was a runner, I would have to take a long time to train her to run with me, not ahead of me or away from me, because they just like to run. Like she'll come back, but like she wants to run like Forrest Gump and then turn around and come back and join you, you know?
Right.
So change your name to like Jen A or something. Jen A sounds like Millay, so maybe she'll transition really smoothly to Jen A.
I still really like MJ, Millie Jean. Millie Jean is not my dog.
Oh man. We're going to talk about anything going on in the world. The world still sucks. That's about the sum of it all.
There it is.
The U.S. still really sucks in everything we do. and COVID sucks.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out, if I should stop working at my office. I really love being at my office. It's good for my mental health. And then I was talking to my friend Danielle, the one who is a nurse who was working in the ER doing like COVID testing. And she was, and I was like, you know, the one thing that I'm really worried about, like, I don't really come in contact with other people. I'm in my room by myself with the door closed, but like, what about the recycling air and stuff? Like, what if some, like, what if somebody in another room has it and has it bad? And she goes, well, that is an, like, an unlikely way to get it, but you still could. And it doesn't matter if it was an unlikely way, if you still get it. Like, if you get it and you're like, oh man, that was unlikely. Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
I mean, Melissa's kid got it and they were like super locked down. So how the fuck did her daughter get it? You know? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think you're fine in your office. You clean between each scholar too, right?
I only see one person in person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then I would clean before and after them, and you wear a mask while you're with them, correct?
Yes.
So, yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
She's 9 and severely impaired and really doesn't want to keep her mask on, and I'm not going to fight her about it.
No, don't fight her on that. We can get you one of those clear masks too, or a face shield.
Face shields
are like real cheap right now online.
But yeah, so I only see her in person, and like, I just like going in there and like having my stuff and sitting down and being in my space and not being at home. And I just do my Skype and whatever calls from there.
Yeah, I think it's good for your health too. So yeah, I mean, just, you know, do the extra cautious things. You could probably get a little like ion air purifier fan for your room. That's something that can kill microbes. So
interesting. I should look into that.
Yeah. I mean, don't buy a Dyson, but you know, I don't know. Hashtag business expense.
Right. Oh, for
hashtag
sure.
Hashtag tax deduction.
For sure, I'm putting that as a tax deduction.
So maybe buy the Dyson.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, I honestly think that this is going to be one of the only years that my business is in the negative because so much of my income this year will have come from unemployment, and I still have all my business expenses, but the income that I have is not business income. So I think I'm actually going to be. But like, it's not.
Are
like
you already paying taxes on the unemployment too, right? They take that out already.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Cool. Federal and state, or just state?
Both. Yeah.
Well, that's good. You might not owe anything this year.
Wouldn't that be fun?
We're probably gonna owe because I'm shut down my business, so I don't have like half of those expenses. And Scott has inheritance this year, so.
Yeah, so, that's a lot.
So I don't think they get taxed on the house, on the profit from the house, which will be odd because that's a salary. We're going to like have a third full salary in our house from that sale.
Can't stop playing with my hair. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
What have you watched? Any recs? Any listening to or watching?
No, we're currently bouncing between Schitt's Creek and The Good Place.
I watched all, and I mean all, of The Babysitter's Club in under 24 hours.
Oh, you're so funny. That's like number one right now. It's streaming on Netflix.
Well, you're probably a little old. No, they were still around when you were.
Yeah, ready. I should have read Babysitter's Club, but I did not. I just didn't get into them, but they were out when I was a teenager for sure. I read a little bit of Sweet Valley High, not many, but I was like super into Judy Blume books and classic literature when I was like in middle school. So
when I was in sixth grade, we still had library where you would check out a book every week, and I didn't know what I wanted to check out, and I was looking at the Babysitter's Club rack, and there was one where one of the girls was dressed in ballet, and I did ballet, and I was really into ballet. So Jessie does ballet, and so I didn't start at the beginning of the series. I just jumped right in the middle with this one with Jessie doing ballet, and then I read a ton of them, because then I was invested. So,
yeah.
And my favorites.
Go ahead, sir.
My two favorites were both girls of color. And I was like, oh, woke-ass Maggie, because, yeah.
Nice. Do you have any American Girl doll books?
I don't know what happened to the books. I might have given them away.
Yeah. I just learned how amazing they are, so.
Yeah, they fucking are.
I didn't read them. I never read them. Like, they were too expensive for us to buy or whatever. Or it was too old. I really don't know. I remember seeing them in the stores. I just don't know why we never bought them. So,
you
but, yeah.
Have a specific one that you would be interested in?
No, just, you know, they'd be for Catherine. So,
I know.
I just want her to be woke. So,
yeah, I mean, so you saw the same thing going around Facebook that I saw, where it was like, in the 90s, American Girl had a slave doll, and then everybody just tore it to shreds.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I did see that, and I was like, oh, I did not know that. I need to get me some American Girl doll books. So I think Carrie might have a few from Jen or something. And my friend Melissa posted that, and I think she might have a few too. So I'll find some.
Addie and her mom freed themselves in the first book, and then went to the north, and everything was really difficult. And her brother, like, they were separated from the rest of their family, and her brother lost an arm, and like, shit got real in those books. But they still like presented things in a way where like kids could read them. Mm-hmm. And it's one of, like, honestly, for me, it is one of the only ways that I got historical information that was from girls' points of view, that were girls' stories, you know. And like, so my first American Girl doll was Samantha. She's Victorian, right, age. And like, there's shit in there about like class differences and class warfare and like adoption, because she's she's adopted by her grandmother, and like how like good adoption can like make your like a huge difference in your life, you know, shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. Because she becomes friend with the next door neighbor girl who is not slave. Why can't I think of, she's like a house girl. She's not a slave, but she's also not paid very much.
Right. Because it's like England.
Yeah. A maid. Well, it's in the United States, but it's you know, East Coast, like pretending they're still fucking England and shit, right?
Right. Like East Coast, we have slaves, but we're going to pay them a little bit, so they're not really slaves.
Right. So, yeah. So there's that. And then I had Kirsten, who immigrates to the United States and has to, like, figure out how to speak English and has to, like learn about culture for a culture that she's not a part of. And that's, oh, and then on the boat ride over, her best friend gets cholera and dies.
These are intense, man.
They are intense, but they are written in a way that is
here comes the visitor. That's appropriate. Hey, you want to say hi to Aunt Maggie?
Hi, sweetie.
Are you okay?
Pikachu.
You miss your Pikachu? Mm-hmm. You want to tell Aunt Maggie what happened to your Pikachu? I was actually about to tell her. You have to lean in because she has to hear you on my remote there. So talk to my boobs.
So, when Millie jumped up on the couch, she saw me with Pikachu, my drunk, and then she ripped off its ear. It got me really sad.
That is sad.
And I want to make another copy of it.
Okay.
But a different Pikachu picture.
Okay. All right. We can do that, honey. So she had I had printed, I guess, a Pikachu for her to color, and she found it and colored it and then lovingly cut him out and was playing with him. And then she was playing with him with Millie. And lo and behold, surprise, surprise, like Millie tried to attack the Pikachu and ripped off the ear and ate it.
Your hunting dog hunted Pikachu.
Yes. But she was mortified. Poor little girl's mortified. And we're both just like, that's what fucking happens. You have a fucking dog, man. Which has been really hard to teach my daughter that, like, Millie's behavior is because she's a puppy and hasn't been trained and doesn't have manners. And I really don't want that translate into her human life to make excuses for boys or other humans that might do things to hurt her. But it's okay because they don't know better. Right. But they fucking do. Like, so I have to continuously have like that conversation with her that these excuses are for the dog only, not for human beings. I do feel like I'm victim blaming her like all the time. Well, if you didn't do that, then Millie wouldn't behave this way, you know. So just drives me nuts.
Well, you know, Catherine doesn't know what it's like to have a dog except for the past couple months.
Yeah.
You know, it's not victim blaming your kid to explain to her what dogs are like.
Right. You're going to hold up your hands. Millie thinks you like have something for her. Not that like you're trying to get away from her. So.
Right. Like, I mean, I remember getting scratched or bitten by my kitten cat that I had when I was about Catherine's age. Mm-hmm. Actually, literally, I got my cat right in between kindergarten and first grade that summer. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was exactly Catherine's age. And, you know, I would do something that made the cat upset and he would hiss at me or scratch at me or snap at me. And my dad had to have those same conversations with me. Yeah. You know, you need to pet the cat this way. You need to do this. If you do that, the cat thinks that you are attacking it. You know, like,
yeah.
Animals are not people. People are animals, but like, you'd also don't have to behave like one.
Right. Well, we are almost at 50 minutes, 50.
I know. I've been paying attention. I'm watching. I actually been paying attention to the time for once.
Oh my God. I took 2 jumbo gummies at Pete's on Saturday.
You took 2 of the rings?
Yeah. So I ate a ring before we left for their house, from our house to their house. And then about 20 minutes there, I was like, hey, girls, bought some gummies. Would you like some? And so I talked all the girls into having one of the baby gummy bears. And then I was like, and I'm going to eat one of these. And I had been drinking. So then like about another 20 minutes to half hour goes by. And I was like, I feel damn good. Hey.
So.
And then all the girls felt real good on their 5 milligrams too. So
I have a similar story for you, which is that I actually had some of the worst PMS that I've had since I was a teenager this month. Like, I was in the worst mood. I yelled at everybody about everything. I was rude to all of my students. And I, like, my cramps were so bad that I was, like, sweating and clammy and started to get lightheaded, which this is exactly why I think I'm going through perimenopause. It can happen starting in your late 30s, and my period is really light, and my cramps have gotten really horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's happening, guys. I'm going through the change. I think it's it.
Nah, you're just getting those stupid extra heavy fucking shitty periods like the rest of us did at that age.
No, I'm not. They're not heavy.
Because you're on birth control. Like, if you stopped taking your birth control, remember when I would have abortions every month? Like, you would start having abortions every month. So,
but I used to have heavier periods on the birth control. Like, I used to have normal ones, and now they're just like,
oh God, that's amazing.
Anyway, so I took Advil. I ate a whole ring gummy. And I took 50 milligrams of CBD.
Oh, damn. You real high.
I was like, I feel so much better now, guys. And my mom, so like my dad's at the dinner table and he's talking and it was like, wah, 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 wah. And I was like, And so after dinner, my mom asked me to clear the table, and I go over to Joseph, and I was like, I'm way too high, and mom just asked me to clean the table. And he was like, you don't, like, nobody knew. Nobody knew you were high. And I was like, well, that's amazing, because you all sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Oh, my God, I love it.
And then I was, like, still hungry later because I, like, had the munchies. I'm so – and my cat was pissed because Joseph and Ashley brought their dog, and so he Sid gets all, like, cranky about it. And me. And so I went – I have chocolate chip muffins from Bush's right now, and I went into the kitchen, and I put a ton of butter on a muffin and was eating it, and – Sid came in and his ears were back, and I definitely should have gone to, like, give him treats downstairs. And I go, I turn to Joseph and Ashley and I go, he looks real pissed, but I'm eating a muffin.
I don't give a fuck.
He looks real pissed, but I'm eating a muffin.
Yeah. Dude, I think I had like 5 rings on Saturday.
Holy shit, girl.
Because I had real bad cramps too this weekend, and so like I had one in the morning, and then I had those two in the late afternoon, and then I had another one when I got home. So I know I had 4 or 5 like during the day, because so I counted them, and I only had like 2 left in the bag when I got home. And I ate one tonight, so I almost ate 2 tonight, because I was I wanted to see what that shit show would happen on our podcast. But anyway, I did not. I just had one.
So Ashley shared these Disney masks with me, and I want a bunch of them. So I was going to read my 3 favorites, the ones I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is red, and it has llamas on it, and it says, "No touchy," from nice. The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
And the next one is the, like, it's kind of retro futurism of, you know, like the, right, and it's got a picture of the outside of Space Mountain, and it says, "Personal Space Mountain."
Yeah.
And underneath it says, "I'm going to need you to blast off." And then there is the classic monorail. So when everybody knows, when you get in the monorail, it says, "Por favor," or it says, "Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas." And so you can buy a monorail mask in English that says, "Please stand clear of me." And then you can buy one in Spanish that says, "Por favor, manténganse alejado de mí."
Yes. I want that one.
Obviously, I want the Spanish one.
Yeah, we want the Spanish one.
Actually, like, Disney got wise to the fact that people, you know, like, say that, and made shirts that just said, that had a picture of a monorail and said, "Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas," because it's like, it's become a classic thing. It's said that for years, so.
Yeah.
Por favor, manténganse alejado de mí. I just love it. So I want Disney, Personal Space Mountain.
Yeah. I like that one too. I like the Personal Space Mountain and the monorail one. Yeah. Oh, I bought us gifts. Krista reached out to me and was like, "I have a chance to order this custom-made Yoda print. Would you like stuff?" And I was like, literally, like, sent her back a gif of that little girl throwing money out the window, like, "Take all my money." So I ordered us a buttload of shit, including, I was like, and like, the last thing I ordered, I was like, and I wouldn't be opposed to, like, a few masks if you happen to order any cotton. And she was like, "I will order you a yard of cotton and make you 15 masks. I was like, "Oh, okay. Baby Yoda masks for everyone for Christmas."
Yay! Christmas masks!
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so pissed at USPS right now. So, I've been ordering a lot. We've all been ordering a lot. Like, yes. Amazon comes to my house, like, twice a day. And it's not just, like, it's, like, that gift group we're in. So I get a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And today, because the USPS has been sucking so hard recently, and it's not necessarily their fault, they're all dying with COVID. So,
I mean, right. So, COVID and underfunding and like there's a lot of reasons that they've been sucking that is not necessarily their fault.
Look at that. You drew yourself your own Pikachu. Look.
I Can love you see it. It.
Aunt Maggie loves it. Good job, honey bunny. Yeah, we'll have to buy Detective Pikachu so we can see that movie again, huh?
I love that movie. Yeah,
because then you'll know everything about Pikachu.
I'll know a little bit about Pikachu.
Yeah, what she looks like.
Yeah, she's really attached to Pikachu recently for some reason.
Yeah.
Because Pikachu is awesome.
Lots of Pikachu stuffies. Mm. And I'm going to get one next time that we go to GameStop.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Adios, por favor. Porto el abeno.
Por favor, mantengate. Well, that's weird to not say it the normal way. But I was since I was only saying it to one person, you have to conjugate the verb different.
Right. Shit, what were we talking about? Oh, USPS. So,
yeah.
I am tracking certain shit because I don't want to get fucking lost. And so I'm getting text updates now when packages arrive. And I get a text update today that says, your package was undeliverable. No access to, no access.
Right.
I was like, what the fork? Like, I have a giant driveway. This was delivered 10 minutes ago. Like, what the shit happened? So I check the front door, nothing. I walk all the way out to the mailbox, and I'll be damned if the mailbox hadn't gotten stuffed full that afternoon. So what I think happened is my USPS person like stuffed the fucking mailbox instead of pulling into my goddamn driveway, and then realized I had more than one giant package and was just like, bitch, I ain't doing this today. I'm going to come back tomorrow with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like annoyed.
That is
like, they pull into my driveway all the time.
Yes.
Sorry, you weren't particularly prepared this visit. But come on, man. Yeah.
I just gave him the finger.
So, but I'm just annoyed. And I'll never take it out on them personally because I am empathetic about their situation. But I'm still just like, meh.
Yeah.
Because I think it was one of our Etsy gifts that I bought us matching things of.
My brother's birthday gift didn't come in time, and it's still just been like, I purchased
hanging it. Hanging out in Detroit for 2 weeks.
No, it hung out in the processing facility in California for a week. It hasn't even gotten into Detroit yet to be hung up there.
I ordered diet pills June 18th. I just got them 2 days ago.
Sweet.
They went from shipping label created to all the way to Detroit without like being logged, but it took 2 weeks to get to Detroit from Utah. So
yeah, the tracking on this thing has been wild.
Whereas, like, I'm gonna get my next shipment before I get my first one, like Jesus Christ. Is that all we got tonight?
That's all I got tonight. We should tell Ashley that she can listen to this episode because we didn't talk anything about.
Yeah. We were just like, shit still sucks. Move on.
Move on.
Oh, maybe one more quick story. We talked to Anina's parents today.
Aww.
So then we set up a time to Skype. And so her parents got to meet us and we got to meet them. And they're very nice and wonderful. And her mom wants to maybe come visit over spring break. So I was like, well, we can meet in New York or something. I don't know if you want to come to Detroit, but we can like make a fun little, you know, trip. She does have to get permission from YFU to do that. So, and then, you know, they made sure to tell Catherine that Santa Claus comes from Finland and that, maybe Nina can, get a special letter from Santa Claus and bring it to her when she comes over to America.
I love that.
So, isn't that fun? So,
yes.
I'm kind of excited to take her to Bronner's now.
Aw, so, that will be so fun.
Right? So fun.
So fun. All right. So, there was this guy who I went to high school with posted one of those things that was like, if you agree with this, unfriend me. And I was like, should I actually unfriend him?
Yes.
So the thing was, it was one of the, it was like the, you know, one of the monuments that had just been graffitied to hell that was said ACAB, BLM, fuck cops, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, I don't agree with property destruction, but I think like between murdering black people and property destruction, I know which one I think is way worse.
Right, right.
It's murdering black people, guys. It's murdering the blacks.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, it would
in
be
in case you were unsure.
The murdering right. of the people of color.
Right. When I said the blacks, I was just being like the president. And
no,
the president.
I know. No.
Okay. I'm telling everybody so they don't think I'm being racist.
No, we're not being racist.
I'm just being silly. So then in the comments of the original, post,
uh-huh.
So that's Britta making a face. God, why does my phone like to do that?
Yeah.
Britta making a face.
I can't read it.
And it says, well, I just wanted to show you her face. I was going to read it to you. This is internet thing of the week, but it needed a little backstory.
Uh-huh.
I can excuse extrajudicial murder, but I draw the line at property damage.
Right. There we go.
I was like, that just sums up exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with that. That's sarcasm.
Yeah. Okay.
So Joe Biden.
Sarcasm.
And sarcasm. Joe Biden tweeted, I'll read my daily briefings.
Yes, I saw that.
Republicans for Biden said, you had us at I'll read.
Yes, I saw that. You'll have us at I read. We're still so upset. Still so upset.
About which thing?
Both. Like, that they're both running. Like,
yes. All right. And then this shirt from Hot Topic attacked me, and I think I still need to buy it anyway. It says, in stars, overreacts to situation, in stars, everything turns out fine anyway. And then it has Alice swimming in her own tears, and it says, oh dear, I do wish I hadn't cried so much. And I was like, how dare you attack me? Also, I need this.
Right.
Oh, dear. I do wish I hadn't cried so much.
Yeah.
So.
I bought us presents from Hot Topic for Christmas.
Was it that?
No.
Oh, okay.
It is for our trip, though, in February.
All right. Well, I'm ready to wrap it up. Are you ready to wrap it up?
Yep. Like a dick.
All right. Find us all of the places, that more thing. If you have a friend who you think might enjoy listening to us bullshit, we would like to have double digit listeners. That would be fun.
Let's get back up to 13 people. Come on.
For reals. And then you can also interact with us on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 243 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.
Bye. I think about you in the summertime. And all the good times we had, baby. Been a few years and I can't deny. The thought of you still makes me crazy. Think about